Are you standing in the next general election?
Yes, I am. I am. What really made up my mind was the other night, I think, when I was up in Dundalk. Look, I had told you in the last interview when I was with you that I had become a little bit cynical with politics and with the political system, and maybe a little bit disappointed. But look, Joe, I'm a Republican. I'm a student of Tone, of Thomas Paine, of Robert Emmet, of Bobby Sands, of Jimmy Connolly, of Bernard Devlin, of Mahatma Gandhi, of John Hume. They are the people that I get my political education from. But I travelled to the Lordship Credit Union the other night to show my solidarity and indeed to show Limerick's solidarity with the community there. And I was kind of unsure.
Let's be clear now. This is to do with the second anniversary of the death of Garda Adrian Donoghue.
Yes, exactly.
And no one has yet been arrested or charged in connection mm-hmm. with his murder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you went to that vigil.
So I did. I went to the vigil, and I was kind of unsure what I'd find there. It reminded me of a place like a bit like Adlac or Kilfinny or Tournefull or someplace like that. You know, it's a small rural area. And so I started to hand out the candles with the members of the St. Patrick's GAA club up there who organised the vigil. Adrian Donoghue was a huge figure in their GAA club. He would have trained the under-14s and the under-16s. And I remember some of the lads were joking with me, you know. I said they used to always have the slag with him that he was a big giant of a man jogging around the field in all sorts of weather conditions with a huge troop of young lads running on after him. So when he was murdered so callously, the effect that it has had on the people up there and the shadow that it has cast on the people there is... It's quite unbelievable, to be honest with you, and quite moving. While I was there, a family walked past, and I saw the woman getting presented with a bouquet of flowers. So I was kind of thinking that this must be Adrian Donoghue's widow, but there was a child with her, Joe, and the child was having difficulty with his candle, you know. And he turned to me, Joe, and he says, I said, look, here, this is how you hold a candle, and showed him how to hold it and all the rest. And he said, what's that up on the wall? And I said, that's a plaque dedicated to a man who was killed here. And these candles are here, and we're here tonight to remember that person. And the child, four-year-old child, you know, he reminded me of my own little nephew, right? A four-year-old child, he turned to me and he said, yeah, he said, but why did it have to be my dad? Why did it have to be my dad? Like, what do you say to that? I was absolutely speechless. So I put my hand on the child's back. I said, I'm sorry. But I continued on with the walk to the GA club where I had tea and sandwiches with the people there. But I just could not get that statement out of my head. And I drove from Dundalk back to Limerick. But when I got off the motorway in around Kilbenny off the main motorway, I had to pull over, and I broke down in floods, to be honest with you, because this it had such an effect on me. Because you see, Joe, there are people within Sinn Féin at the very highest levels who know who carried out this heinous, most heinous of crimes, and they are allowing and supporting and protecting these murderers the same way that they tried to do it with the murderers of Gerry McCabe in Adair. The Provisional IRA, who are very much still in operation, they're a criminal gang of murderers, of sadists, and of rapists, Joe. The Criminal Assets Bureau, right? The Criminal Assets Bureau estimate, and I think very conservatively, in my opinion, that they are clearing up to 40 million euros a year in the racket ring in all kinds of serious crime. They put the Dundons and the Keynes, these the criminal gangs we know only too well in this city, they put them into the halfpenny place. There isn't an organisation like them. They are an insidious, vile, grotesque cancer on our society. And I believe, Joe, that they have to be stood up to.
Right. Now, Sinn Féin will deny just about everything that you have just said. They will say, as they've said many times before, that if anyone has information relating to the death of the Garda in question, they should take it to the proper authorities, which is the Gardaí. Mm-hmm. And they will also say that the IRA is out of business. It has been decommissioned. Well, you know that this is the point that they would make in response. And I'm saying it because there's nobody here from Sinn Féin to make these direct observations. But they will say that to you. And just to finish, the investigation, of course, is ongoing and nobody has been arrested or charged yet. So, you know, you are basing it maybe on information that you have. But is it a bit of a leap to go as far as you are this morning?